The Osgood Files, sponsored by Viking River Cruises, exploring the world in comfort. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Americans who live near the Canadian border are used to popping into Canada on shopping trips, and Canadians return the favor. But we found two Canadians who won't be shopping here anytime soon, and I think you'll understand why the moment you hear their names.
Canadian citizens Fadwa Alawi and her cousin Fadela Boutalib were recently on one of their quick shopping trips across the border.
More after this from Charlie. Fadwa Alawi and Fadela Boutalib are both Canadian citizens, and they were driving to Vermont from Canada for a shopping trip to celebrate a milestone for Alawi's five-year-old son, his final chemo treatment. They arrived at the U.S. border in Highgate Springs and say the customs officer at the border had just one thing on his mind.
He told me, "Are you Muslim, right?" I answered yes.
Had you ever been asked before if you were Muslim?
No, never.
Did the agent ask you about your political views?
He asked me, "What do you think about Donald Trump?" I told him it's not my business.
The women told CBS's Jerika Duncan that they were asked to hand over their cell phones and passwords. And it turns out that stored on those phones were several inspirational speeches and prayer videos in Arabic.
They found videos and concern against us.
Videos that were concerning?
Yeah.
Against the United States?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After waiting for 5 hours, they were told to turn around and go back home. And now Alawi says she's afraid to come back.
I think the message that he wants to tell me that you are not welcome in our country.
A spokesman for U.S. Customs and Border Protection says that was not the intended message. And how could it be? This is America. We don't discriminate based on religion. It's right there in our Constitution. But for some reason, that's the message these two women got. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.